Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cannon Show.
Woo-hoo! That's 2 days in a row that I'm so excited for the show that I couldn't wait to hit that button. Just couldn't wait another 4 seconds. I was like, let's go.
Well, that's the kind of energy we want.
Well, you know, because it's Michaela's birthday, so it's a big deal.
Aww.
It's Mika's birthday,
damn,
so we're all very excited about it.
Thanks, dudes.
Can't believe, I mean, that you're only 24. You've done
it's crazy.
So much.
It's really
you've done so many things.
I know. I hate talking about all of my accomplishments in 24 years, but you know, had to be done.
So are you a big birthday celeb? Because you went out on Sunday with your friends,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw that you. Because I'm trying to get the feel for this.
Yeah,
I saw that you posted about you. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything worse.
Yeah.
For me.
For sure.
Like, I can't do it.
Yeah. No, every year, I don't really do a party, but every year I've done a photo shoot. One time this guy was like, listen, you're not going to think it's important now, but years from now, you're going to be so happy that you had a photo from each birthday. And I was like, that's such a cute idea. So I've been doing it now. I make Lisa do one. I do one. So I posted the photo.
Guess what your future looks like, Adrian?
Yeah, get ready for your photo shoot.
Get ready for the for birthday photo shoots. Write it down. Birthday photo shoot. When's your birthday?
July 8th.
Oh, I'm June 7th. We can remember that.
Yeah, don't worry. I've got you guys this year.
6-7 and 7-8.
There it is.
Nice. And you and me.
Yeah.
Back to you. I'm sorry, but
back
to the birthday.
That's
girl.
It.
Sorry.
I love birthdays. We didn't celebrate them growing up. So I love to celebrate my birthday, other people's birthdays. I just think they're so fun. It's a chance to celebrate and tell people you love them. So I had a little dinner. It was awesome. I'll see my band tonight. It's cool. That's it.
So you swing the celebration to others.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's a reason to throw a party.
Totally. And to just celebrate friendship and love.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that it happens to be all about you, sure.
No, those are the other days of the year. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Why should today be any different than any?
Why? Come on.
Every day is Michaela Day. Well, it kind of is.
No,
okay, it is in our world.
Thank you, Chetty.
It is.
That's all I need.
Today's just got a little extra juice.
Yeah, a little
riz.
Happy
birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
Chet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Who's our contestant for first pick, Adrian?
We got Bella Gumatowtow from North Las Vegas.
What up? Hey, Bella.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you? You're fired up. I like it.
Better than I deserve. Thank you.
Yeah, and you really want to go see Tyler Henry, right?
I do. I love him. I watch him on Netflix all the time.
Okay, you know what I'm talking. Okay, you know I'm talking about Tyler Henry, not Tyler Perry, because it seems to be very confusing for some people, and by some people I mean me.
No, not confused at all. Love Tyler Henry.
Sweet. It all works then.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, Derek. Derek is worried that his wife is turning to a life of crime because. They took their son out for belated birthday dinner and they got free dessert, right?
Yeah.
So now his wife goes, this comes up every once in a while that somebody goes, oh, you can't do this. She wants to, every time they go out now, tell them that it's somebody's birthday or it's their anniversary or whatever, so she could try to get free stuff. And then they're having an argument about the moral and ethical, you know, things behind it. They have a, and by the way, Derek said, also followed up and said they agree. They agree to abide by our ruling.
Okay, fair.
But I'm not sure we're going to be able. You may end up being the tiebreaker, Bella. Mm-hmm. Is this a crime? Are you okay with this? How do we feel about it?
I don't think it's a crime. I honestly think that, hey, you know what? It's all in good fun, and if they want to celebrate, even if it's not their birthday or anniversary, it's just free dessert. It's no harm. No harm done.
If I'm reading the room, Michaela feels the same way.
1,000,000%. Oh, my God. You know how many times I've said to embarrass the friends that I'm with, hey, it's their birthday. And then they come out. They get a free cake. I think it's not that big of a deal. And you know, I'm like a justice warrior. I feel like it's funny. It's cute. It's not a big deal. Not a crime.
But if you're going to do it every time.
Well, then do it every time.
Right.
I would get sick of it, but live it up, girl. At some point, they'll get over it.
Okay, let me throw this out there.
Okay.
You know, and in my soul, there's part of me that knows you're right. That you're both right.
Yeah.
You are. Isn't this, are you not, have you not opened the gates to the seventh pit of hell?
Uh-uh.
Have you not allowed karma to just come back and kick you straight in the junk?
But why?
Are you not begging the universe to do something evil to you because
you asked for a free piece of cake they're going to throw out anyway?
The more I talk...
Thank you, Michaela. Thank you.
No. I don't feel anything.
Free piece of cake they didn't fill out anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Are you saying that they give you the bad cake when it's your birthday?
No,
that they
I'm just
give you
saying,
the old cake when it's your birthday?
No, I'm just saying I worked in restaurants. They get rid of so much food.
Sure.
I feel like a little dabble of ice cream or a little cannoli or a little something.
Yeah.
No big whoop.
Every time?
I agree.
Even when it's not your birthday? I know you do. Great, Bella. Thank you.
Yeah. I think every time. Yeah. No harm, no foul.
No, and I love, and here's the thing. I know you're right. I'm going to ask one more time. There's no, karma's not going to get, are you sure karma's not going to get you?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about
this
that.
This scares the hell out of me.
Not a big lie. It's not a big commandment. We're fine.
I got to be honest. The more we, the more we talk about it, the more ooky I feel right now. Like, I feel like you're
What's making you feel ooky?
No, you're all going to go to hell. Seriously.
What?
You're all going to get in a car crash.
Why?
And I don't wish that on anyone, but bad things are going to happen.
Why?
Because you're a liar.
You couldn't even say it straight. You couldn't even get that out of your mouth without hesitation. You know we're right. Admit it.
I know I'm stupid. I'm telling you, I know this. But at the same time.
No. If you were stealing tips from the server, terrible. Honestly, half the time, I give a better tip if they play along. So they're actually making money. That's
somehow,
a good argument.
Somehow I feel like I've been convinced. Somehow I feel like I've
Way to go, Bella.
Been pulled over to your side. Wait. So you get bigger tips. So they actually make money when you lie and steal dessert. And or / appetizer.
Yeah.
That they actually make money.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a win-win.
Have fun at Tyler Perry, Henry.
Thank you.
Bella, hang on.
I will.
Oh, see? Now my karma's not working. The button didn't work.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
What the world needs now is good feeling stories of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Mike Lee Men and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. What now?
I was just loving yours. I wanted to join you in the singing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, that's
Feel free anytime. Jump in.
Yeah, but you were killing it as a solo.
Always a guy from Pennsylvania has gone viral. Proposed to his girlfriend on a plane, did the whole wedding singer thing like Adam Sandler did Grow Old With You and all that.
Yeah.
He doesn't play the guitar, but still cute.
Okay.
No, it's still nice. This, I love these stories, and I tell everybody who will listen that I'm telling you, we all know nobody starts at the top. Nobody does.
Nobody.
The sooner we can get people out of that mindset and back into grind mode and taking advantage of opportunities when they're presented to you and playing the long game.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
A security guard at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. I started in radio sweeping the parking lot and washing the van for free.
Yes. That orange van.
Michaela knows the story. I've bored her with it.
No, I love it.
A security guard at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art is now also a featured artist. 45-year-old Armia Khalil graduated from art school in his 20s. Moved to the United States in 2006 with less than $400 in his pocket. Got a job as a security guard at the museum so he could be close to it, so he could talk to the people, so he could make contacts, so he could learn, so he could grow. A curator found out he was an artist.
Oh my God.
Said, show me your stuff. Curator liked it. Now one of his sculptures is part of an exhibit called Flight into Egypt that features art from 1876 to present day.
Genius.
Play the long game.
Yes. And be smart. What a smart idea to be security at a place that you would want to at some point be a part of or featured at. Like, that's such a great idea.
And don't just stop there and wait for somebody to tap you on the shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, ask questions.
Yeah.
Talk to people. Don't be a creeper, but talk to people.
And stay prepared. Like, when the person finally came and was like, hey, do you have something to show me? He was prepared. He was ready. I love this guy.
That's enough. Let's go. I'm ready to bust through the locker room door. Let's go, coach. Yeah. It's your good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lee Men and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Let's go.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Chip You Can Show.
Gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I feel like doing this like Kermit the Frog. It's Michaela's birthday!
Oh my God, like that gif. I'm obsessed with that Kermit when he goes all crazy. I love it. I love that little psycho.
Are you doing something special?
Yeah, I don't usually throw a big party or anything. I just like see my friends. So my band is taking me out tonight. I don't know what they're doing. And then I'm doing something so fun, actually. I'm so excited. Lisa and I on Saturday are going skydiving for the first time. And it's like 15 minutes from Vegas. I Googled it. We've been saying for
down
years.
Down in Jean?
Exactly.
Oh, okay, let me tell you something about that.
Tell me.
First of all, it's the greatest.
Is it? Have you done it?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's
so cool.
My wife will never allow it to happen again. I did it under the guise of raising money for charity, which we did.
Nice.
Which we did. Have you bungee jumped?
Yes.
Okay. You know this already. To me, greater's not the word. No more memorable feeling than that flex at the just above your kneecap,
mm-hmm.
when you've gone to full extension, either A, jumping off a perfectly good platform, or B, jumping out of a perfectly good airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I say this with all love. It's going to sound worse than it. I mean it.
Oh, good.
You're better off jumping out of the plane that they will put you in to go do this down at Jean. I'm just saying the plane, you're like, yeah, I think my chances are better of jumping out rather than trying to land in this thing.
Oh my God, that's so funny. That's probably, okay.
Like you get up there and you go, Because the thought will go through your mind of, this is a perfectly good airplane. Why would I want to jump out
of it? Right,
right. And on this one, you go,
let me get out of here.
Yeah, maybe I should jump out of this one.
Oh, that's a good tactic to get people out. Yeah,
it's kind of okay. And you go, all right. And then the other
that's
thought.
That's so funny.
I had two other thoughts that went through my head on this. Everything was fine because I know the dude on my back, he don't want to die either.
Yeah.
Right? So sure. I know I'm good. Mm-hmm. I was excited. I was not scared ever.
Good.
It was great. And then I kept telling myself, dude, you may never do this again. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy this.
Yes.
Don't spend the whole time going, oh God, I'm going to die. So literally I was like, hey, look at that. I'm looking around, you know, kind of. I'm trying to talk to the dude. I can't hear you.
Wait, were you talking to him while you guys were going
sure.
down?
Oh, sure. Well, okay. I have questions.
Great. Of course.
Of course.
And that's probably the right time to ask.
You know me.
Of course. I've Did you get the video? Because they do offer a video, too.
Yeah, I lost it.
Oh,
I
was, no.
We were doing a TV show at the time. I had this thing. We had a pilot. We got almost all the way to getting it aired, and then... It was when everybody was doing hey, look at all the behind the scenes stuff in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
It was right after Pawn Stars had really blown up.
Sure.
And Counting Cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I had tried to do all access Vegas or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all right. It was okay. But we tried to get in first and then we just got swallowed up because everybody was doing one.
Yeah.
And then our boys, Dave Mahoney, Dave Farah has his own like production company now. It's really cool. He's
good
so
for
much.
Him.
When
he's
I
so
grow
cool.
up, when I grow up, I want to be him.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
But they did one that was really good years later.
Mm-hmm.
And in any event, we lost the footage while that was.
Oh, dude, that sucks. Because I feel like that's so cool to watch. Me and Lisa, I really try to do something adventurous every year. Last year, I got my motorcycle license. Mm-hmm. This year, we're going to have the best time. And I feel like...
And took that half-naked photo shoot.
Oh, my God. He's never going to let it up. I literally got my motorcycle license. The coolest, most empowering thing.
Yeah.
And Chet goes, nah, you're in a bikini.
Yeah.
Don't
bikini
start.
And leather chaps.
Don't start
it's on
with
the internet.
Me.
Trust me, just all the pervs right now.
Really? They're like racing jokes.
Oh, you don't say, huh?
Well, you can also check me out.
I know I'm
jumping out of a plane.
I know I'm doing 85 in a bikini.
No, I think I'll have all my clothes.
Chaps?
I might. I don't know. I haven't picked out my outfit yet. Actually, you
cold.
Never know with me.
Gonna be cold on Saturday. Just telling you. You better hope that wind dies down, or you're not going anywhere.
Listen, I know. I thought about it. I'm so happy you did it, though, and I'm happy you had a great experience with it.
So we're looping over the 15. Because you do these, you know, you do circles on the way down
mm-hmm.
to slow down. And, you know, they want you to enjoy the view and all that kind of stuff. And all I could think of was we're going over this. There's this car that's got the top down. Hey, we're going to Vegas. Yay. They got their top down. And all I could think was, God, I hope I don't pee my pants or throw up. Right now. Because it was, that would be bad. Wait, Michaela was yelling at me because I said I have a plan for birthday lunch tomorrow. And then I purposely put my headphones on so I didn't have to hear her protest.
Yeah, no, because I literally went like this. I just want to be with you. I don't care what we do.
Oh.
I just want to be with you.
Because I told her I have a plan. No, I have a surprise plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, and I told you this, it's birthday and Christmas together.
That's so cute, dude.
And toy drive celebration all together.
Nice.
All together.
Yes.
All at
good.
Once.
We need it.
But I have the plan. I'm a dude, so I have the plan. I don't have the details.
Yeah, dude, but also, like, you have to understand something about me. I can't make this any clearer. I just love my people. I really don't care about surprises, present, any of that. I literally just want to be with you. I would just love to share a burger and be like, what's up, dude? And that's it. So the bar's pretty low. Don't worry about it.
Done.
Love you.
Done. Love you back. Happy birthday.
I'm still obsessed with you with skydiving. I'm never going to get over that.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. I love that you did it.
Oh, that I did it?
Yeah. That's what I'm obsessed with.
The Extreme Sports Showdown. So you have bungee jumped.
Yes.
You're going to skydive.
Mm-hmm.
Have you white water rafted?
Yes, in Alaska. I rocked it, dude.
Oh.
It was the best experience of my life. Yes.
How big... Okay, how big did the rapids get?
Big. Thankfully,
no, but to a fort? Did you get to a fort?
I don't know if it was a fort. It was quite a long time ago. It was an eagle. No, it wasn't that crazy. But my ex, at the person I was dating at the time,
sure,
they are from Eagle River in Alaska. And so they set this whole thing up. That's when I went fishing, fly fishing. I caught that halibut. And they set everything up. And obviously they were very experienced in whitewater rafting and everything. And they did it. It got pretty crazy, but I was so safe the whole time. I loved it. It was the best. I love adventure.
No perverts. I'm not going to ask her if she was in a bikini then either.
Oh, my God.
I'm not. Stop it.
You better
stop
it. Shut up right now.
Stop it.
Thank you, everybody.
You shut up when you're talking back to me. Stop it. 702-364-9898. Yesterday, Andrea Cano of, I was trying to remember, I don't have it in front of me. Andrea Cano from Best of the West.
Yes.
Became our 13th five-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. There's no list in there.
I'll check the record books.
You got yesterday's? There's no list today.
I'm pretending I do.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Well, if you're looking at today's information,
I think it's not the 13th. In there. I think it's the 13th.
He's such a little faker.
He's looking at a different paper.
It's nothing.
Right.
It's a story we did yesterday.
There's nothing on it.
It's the weather. And
he's looking at
it.
He's looking at it.
He licked his fingers to get it.
That's so good.
Love it.
She became, I believe it's the 13th five-time champion. So that means we got room for two brand new contestants on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Brought to you by Findlay Nissan.
Henderson, yes! I have to tell you guys, I got my new Nissan Rogue. It's been the most incredible
experience. What happened
experience?
To experience the explosion
unlock
or whatever
excitement.
It was? No, what is it?
Unlock excitement.
Got it.
Yeah, I unlocked it without saying it.
Yeah.
The minute you start talking about it, I'm so excited to talk about it. It's just a brand new car. I've never had one. Love it.
They can pay for that.
Yeah.
Another time. No, she's super excited. Literally yesterday was a parade of her grabbing people by the wrist. Come and look. It's got a TV in it.
I know.
That's not a TV. That's the backup camera. Yeah, but it's a TV. When you put it in reverse, the TV comes on.
Oh, it's so
my
nice.
Favorite thing ever. You've never had a car.
Never.
You've never had a car with a backup camera.
I've never had a car that was up to date with the year.
Yes. Seat warmer.
Oh, well,
you've never had seat warmer.
No, I've never had a sunroof. The sunroof is as big as a whole roof. It really is a convertible. When you need to move up to the steering wheel, it goes up.
Power seats.
Power seats. You don't have to do the underneath. And only because, listen.
How about power windows? Have you ever?
Yes.
Because before you had to crank them down. Did you?
Oh, my God.
Did you really?
Yeah.
No, stop it.
Not in my Jeep. I had power windows in my Jeep.
Okay.
But my first car,
I
had
crap.
To crank. Oh, yeah. I had to crank. It's the radio works.
It's like a Flintstone car where you had to put your feet out to stop.
God. Yeah, kind of. But it's so nice.
We got to go. Two new contestants on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, brought to you by Findlay Nissan and Henderson, the Valley Auto Mall.
Unlock excitement.
I want to say experience excitement, which you would if you unlocked it.
Yeah.
Then it's good. 702-364-9898. Mariah Carey, the celebration of Mimi live in Las Vegas. Dolby Live at Park MGM. Wednesday, February 12th. Just in time for Valentine's. You better call 702-364-9898 and play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown right now. And if you want, you can make this noise.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown with two brand new contestants. Contestant number one is
David Caputo, representing Boca Park.
Yeah, David, on line 7. Hi, David.
What's up?
How are you, brother?
Hi.
Wada. Wada. Did you really just give me the wada?
How's it going?
Toss back Tuesday.
Love it.
Wada.
My favorite movies.
And contestant number two
will be Charlene Cassano, Sunrise Manor.
Charlene?
Yes.
Hello. Hi. Oh.
Hi.
Sunrise Manor.
City of Champions.
Yeah. Currently at the top of the leaderboard with 10 wins overall. Boca Park's doing pretty. I should have brought a list today then. I should have done.
Have to go back to the Ruby
Boards.
Poker Park's
got like four or five, something like that. You guys, first one to three is the winner. Buzz in with your name. Do not answer. Here was the part that I forgot to tell them after the break. Do not answer until we call on you, because you may believe that you've gotten in first, but you didn't, and you don't want to give the other person the answer because you couldn't hold, you know, couldn't control yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your quizmaster is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon, and here is question number one.
Known for her role on Friends, this smelly cat singer says they are closer than ever to a Romy and Michelle reunion. What is her name?
Her real name. You better get it.
Come on.
You better get it.
Shut up, dummy.
I know.
Shut up, dummy. We no, the answer is Lisa Kudrow.
That's right.
And by the way, if I get there first, then nobody gets nothing, and we just do caller 25 for the tickets. Mm-hmm. So I have one. Everybody else, squadoosh.
Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, their song is in the top 100 for a second week. What's the name of the song?
It's number one, the top
Charlene.
100. Charlene.
Oh. Die with a Smile?
Die with a Smile is correct.
Yeah.
I've got one. Charlene is very excited
She's
about
so
her
cute.
One. And Mr. What up? Got nothing.
A man has finally been arrested for stalking this WNBA star. What is her name?
Charlene?
Of the WNBA star? I didn't know about this. Mm-hmm. Charlene, what's your answer? Educate us.
Caitlin Clark?
Is it... What?
Yeah, good job, Paul.
How do I not know
gosh.
This? So this dude, well, I guess that's the story.
That's
this
the story.
This dude was stalking Caitlin
yeah,
Clark.
Yeah, and he got arrested, thankfully. Yeah, it was really scary.
Dude, oh yeah, that ain't right. Charlene, who I've never had anybody more excited to be up 2-1 in this game. She's fired up.
I am fanning myself right now.
You go, girl.
Well, hopefully you'll cool down enough to or stay hot.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? Stay hot, girl. Let's go.
This actress said she would like to do another Charlie's Angels movie with Drew Barrymore and Cameron Diaz. What is her name?
Charlene
for the win.
Lucy Liu?
Is it Lucy Liu for the win? God, good for you, because I'm going, wait a minute, which one's left? Was Drew Barrymore? Diaz? The answer could only be Lucy Liu!
Yay! Congratulations!
Thank you!
I love her.
I've never had anybody love this game more.
I know!
You're the... Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I've been trying for so long.
Oh my gosh.
And now you've got Mariah Carey tickets to show for it.
Yay! I'm ready to sing my heart out.
I would expect nothing less.
Yes.
I would expect nothing less out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, David, you kind of sucked at this.
We
love you, bro.
But, sorry, boss.
No, I'm teasing. Have a great day. Yeah, call us back again.
You too.
Hi, buddy.
We'll
see you. You know what? I recognize that name. Doesn't he call in from time to time?
A couple times.
And stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that dude. He's got a good vibe about him. But the name of the game is to answer first and answer correctly. And Charlene's got all of that.
Rocked
and she's
it.
Fired up as our brand new champion of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Who's taking our 177-second survey?
We got Stacy DeLafonso, North Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see about this. How do you feel about Skibbity?
I don't even know what that is, Skibbity. This is the first time hearing it.
Same, girl. Well,
consider yourself lucky. Really? You've never heard it? You've
never heard of it before.
Because you don't hang out with cool people.
Yeah, no, obviously.
Sorry, Adrian, no disrespect.
No, she's disrespect. Telling herself by
no,
that.
No, I was telling on myself, too.
Mm.
No, Skibbity,
yeah.
That was the latest.
What is Skibbity?
An adjective for bad.
Or good, or dumb, or it can mean nothing. It's just a filler word.
Oh, that's just dumb.
According to New York Post. Yeah, but old people always say that about young people slang.
No, because I like a lot of the words that they have. Just Skibbity doesn't roll off the my tongue.
Well,
it feels like you're like in a jazz club.
And I think you've made the change.
Yeah.
What's wrong with a jazz club? You work at a jazz club.
What are you talking
I know.
About?
It sounds like we're scatting. It doesn't. I wouldn't be like, oh, that's skippity.
Because well, he went skippity boop bop blah, blah,
what's wrong with scatting? We don't do that enough in society. Like a lot of problems could be solved.
Somehow I feel like we're getting
I love you guys so much in the morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We love you back. A lot. Hard.
Oh my.
Huh?
Oh my gosh.
Huh?
This is so cool that I'm on the radio. I love
it. Yeah, it is.
Yes,
tell
it
your
is.
Friends. Tell everybody. They should do it. They should come.
Totally
you know, by the way, we're giving you Chet Buchanan Show shirts, too.
Yeah.
Get out. I get to have one?
You get to have as many as you want.
Ah, I missed the Elvis Duran Show back in New York, where I'm from, and you guys remind me so much of them.
Elvis and I grew up in the business together. That tells you how old I am. And he's he's an absolute star, and I just love him so much. And
so
if you,
are y'all.
And if you ever do talk to him, tell him, Chet Buchanan says, I'm still not going to sit on your lap. It's an old joke.
No, I will.
It's an old joke. It's an old joke that he and I, every time we would see each other, and we would hug, and we would kiss, and he would go, Chet Buchanan, get over here and sit on my lap. And I was like, I will not.
Oh,
you are not
I'm
Santa.
Not chewing it.
I said, you are not Santa Claus, sir.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, moving
that's
on.
Funny.
Moving on to the 2025 banished words. Keep them. So the question is, are we going to keep them or are we on board with banishing them?
Okay.
The word cringe.
Oh, keep.
Yeah, keep. I feel like it explains things well.
Oh, I hate cringe.
Yeah.
Does it make you cringe?
I hate cringe. It's so, as it says here, and I'll just read. Adrian, cringe?
We can keep it.
It's overused, so saying cringe can seem cringe now. If I hear cringe, I immediately discount your opinion.
Shrug your shoulders.
I go the other way. I discount your opinion, and I just, mm-mm.
You just hate it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the cringy,
yeah, that's
blah,
how
blah, blah.
I feel about bra.
About bra?
About bra.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
bro,
not on the list. Not on the list, but yeah. Game changer. Keep it or get rid of it. Again, I'll read you the captions so you can have something to chew on. Again, people use it too much and for things that aren't really a big deal. Game changer. Keep it or get rid of it.
I think to keep it. What's wrong with that word?
I'm cool to keep it.
Keep it.
Only use it if it's a real game changer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if it actually is a game changer. Era.
Yeah.
Used to describe a new phase of your life. Blame Taylor Swift. Era. Keep it or get rid of it.
Yeah.
Oh, keep
you
it.
You're just going to agree to all of them, aren't you?
I like Era.
Yeah.
It's her birthday,
like
so
Era.
She doesn't want to make waves.
I didn't like Skibbity. Didn't agree to that one, did I? No.
No.
Right.
I love this girl.
Me too.
Love you guys.
She just gave me the list. She just gave
and
me
I
the
flipped
look.
My hair.
She just gave me the look like, I'll cut you. I won't stab you. I won't shoot you. I won't punch you.
Funny.
I'll cut you.
I'll cut you.
Like, yeah.
And you don't like it.
How did he die? From the infection. All right, then. Oh, okay, stop me. Stop me if you find one you want to get rid of, then. Okay, let's do this really quick. Dropped, like my new album just dropped. They think words like released and introduced should make a comeback. I don't know. I'm fine with that. IYK, if you know, you know.
Oh,
oh my gosh. Get rid of that.
I think it's overused.
I think it's overused.
It is overused.
We don't know.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Overused.
Get rid of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, overused.
Sorry, not sorry. They say it's a half-hearted apology masquerading as bold honesty.
Totally.
Anybody who goes bold honesty. Shut up.
Yeah.
Here's bold honesty. You're annoying.
You're cringe.
100 or 100%.
Keep.
Oh, I used to say that. That's 100.
they say it's been overused for too many years. I say 1,000% or 1,000,000%.
So do I.
I agree.
I probably overuse it.
I say 1,000,000% a million times, and I could definitely get rid of it.
Yeah.
Using period. Using period. That's Michaela's favorite.
It's my favorite word.
Period. It's the best show on TV. Period. Michaela has refreshed my enjoyment of it.
Thank
but
you.
I was.
Period.
Yeah.
I love it.
She was trying to impress you.
All right, have fun at Mary J., Neo and Mario, and wear your Chet Buchanan Show shirts, however many of them you want, in good health.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
We are, too. You're really
great. I'm going to win.
Well,
this is awesome.
You can't say that anymore.
Period. Period. I won.
Period. You can't say that anymore. Period.
Here we go.
KLUC-FM at HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
And drive to work with them.
I love Chet and Michaela.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
I keep jumping the gun on that. Okay, ready? Now go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Can I tell you the truth? And we're so stupid. So part of it is I get distracted because then there's a bunch of new, they call that imaging in our world.
Yeah.
And every time it says, I love Chet and Michaela or something along those lines, Michaela's still relatively new. We're coming up on, like, literally, they were talking
it's
about
9 months.
Yeah, we've had a baby.
We've had a
show baby. But so some of this stuff is still really cool to her, which in turn makes it really cool to me.
Oh.
So she'll flash me a look like, oh my God.
It's so cool.
The idea that somebody, yeah. That they would have somebody say that.
I just think it's awesome.
So it's dumb. So then she's excited, so I get excited, and I push the button too soon.
Yeah, but I like when you're excited. It's like when we did Toy Drive, and I said the entire time, it's amazing.
Amazing! Amazing! But it is. What else are you going to say? At that point, then what?
Yeah, but you're so cute. You really do play along with me. It could be a little annoying, but it's so genuine-hearted, and you really play along with me. I love that.
To shift gears completely, this concludes this edition of Why Chet's Not Good at His Job. Thank you for listening.
Stop!
Well, it's true.
Don't say that about my friend.
Okay, so to shift gears, am I the only one that went, dang it, I knew there was going to be that these wildfires, that it would hit Ventura County, that eventually that it was going to head up that way. I knew it. I knew it.
I'm so sad to say that I thought so too. I have to say my best friend lost his childhood home in Altadena, a story that so many have, but his father was a veteran, a retired cop, had all of his things in that home. And so it's been honestly a little bit depressing just watching all of these people lose everything. I was praying to God that it would not spread. And unfortunately, it's just these winds are insane. Well, yeah. And there's only so much you
can do. And they're coming
back. I know.
No, they're coming back again.
I know. It's what do you do?
It's wild. And what do you do? Yeah. I'm literally, it's almost, I think like a lot of people, I'm almost paralyzed by it.
I think a lot of people are.
Because it's the enormity of it. Mm-hmm. And this is, and it's going to be years.
Years.
It's going to be years. And I reached out to a friend of mine that was like, we're in good shape now. But, you know, it's kind of all around us. Mm-hmm. And I reached out and I said, hey, if you need a place to go, I didn't talk to my wife about it, but I just said, if you need a place to go, you know, we're 300 miles east. And she goes, be careful of what you offer.
Truly.
And I was like, no careful to it, you know? Mm-hmm. We'll work it out.
Yeah, there. I have a few friends that have come from LA that are staying with some of our friends in Vegas. Some that have really lost everything, and some that are saying, Michaela, it's just so dangerous to breathe all of that in. Like, there's so much of the asbestos, everything that's all in the air now. They're scared, so they're coming here just until it kind of clears up. It's such a wild situation, and it's so sad. I think, like you said, you're paralyzed. I think they're still in shock. It hasn't fully set in yet what's happening. And that's rough to think about.
And I found it weird, too, that I've seen this a couple of different places. We need to offer for teachers to come here. And we need to offer for people. Okay, the offer is open. You don't need an invitation. If you want to come here, come here. You know what I mean? Yes, we're open for business.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, come here and work and do stuff.
Yeah.
Great. Fine.
Yeah.
Now, before, would I have said no? Southern California, you stay there. You made your bed, you lie in it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That was before the fire stuff.
Yeah.
Now.
You know what, though? To your point, I think a lot of people did. And actually, LA has come,
of course,
has said, like, they've received not so much love from people being like, they're just rich. But, you know.
Oh, stop with that.
You got to stop.
Stop
with that. The best friend
that
I'm talking about, it's, they bought that home at probably about 20 grand in the 50s. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, that's not a thing. Just be cool. Let them come here.
It's just a bunch of rich Democrats. Please tell me you're ignorant without telling me you're ignorant.
Yeah.
Tell me,
nice.
And I'm not afraid to say that.
Thank you for saying that.
That's plain dumb. Anytime, and you know, I'm not, it's funny. Am I making a blanket statement right now by saying how I hate blanket statements? Hang on a second. Let me reconsider what I'm. Okay. No, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. It's
listen, I love you for saying that. Thank you. And I think a lot of people do because it's rough. Just leave them alone. It's not those people.
And we have definitely. And by the way, that line got crossed real early.
Yeah.
Real early.
Mm-hmm.
Now is not the time for your BS.
Yeah.
It's just not. Not political, anyone.
Just anyone. They're scared and they're upset. Stop.
Yeah, literally, where are all these people going to go? Yeah. That don't have houses.
Nothing. They don't have houses. They don't have their personal belongings. This is how sick it's getting.
They don't have their cities. Their neighborhood's gone.
Infrastructure, nothing.
And unfortunately, with the world we're living in.
And it ain't coming back.
No.
I mean, you know, not right now. Not tomorrow.
But they're now having to be aware of looters. People have been getting their things taken.
Shoot them on sight.
Like,
I'll say it.
Arsonists that they've been arresting. Like, this isn't the time to not be
looting,
cool or loving.
You're looting. You are the worst. You are the scum of the scum.
A friend of mine, the little belongings he had left, he put in his car. Someone stole his car.
Make an example.
Imagine.
Okay, I'm going to get myself in trouble.
You're passionate about it.
I'm going to go.
It's not right.
I didn't realize how passionate I am.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the looting, oh man, I got zero time for that.
Yep.
Zero time. Let's kick people while they're down.
Come on.
Great idea. No, I don't. Mm-mm. No, thank you. So let's take a moment. I'm going to take a sip of my, like I need more coffee. We'll do relationship rehab. Another oldie but goodie today, right after Miles. What's his name? Miles Smith.
Just like a fool.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, if you're finding people to be extra weird today, Wolf Moon last night. Ow! Wolf Moon.
Okay, hold the phone. Because I always know about moons, retrogrades, planets. And I believe you just schooled me.
Mercury's.
Yeah. No, you've been pretty good about your Mercury's.
I've
been so impressed. No, now you're just saying astrology signs, Chet.
Look at it. Yes. Yes, I was.
But you did just tell me a wolf moon.
Wolf moon.
You go, Chetty.
The best I know is that it was that it, because wolves, it's like full moon and the wolf howl at it because freaking cold. Okay. No, that's what I read somewhere.
Did you read that?
I was just disappointed, Michaela, because I was going to actually ask you about this off air after the show to give me like a play-by-play. Because the only thing I know is what Chet just said and also that Wolfman movie's coming out. And I'm like, well, that's great marketing.
Did you just get that email too? But the Wolf Moon, it's time to talk about Wolfman. And I was like, delete.
I'm more obsessed with Chet breaking down what a wolf moon is.
Well, I don't know that I really did.
I think you kind of did.
That sounds the same.
Kind of made stuff up.
And then it made you think of it because of the Wolfman movie. Honestly,
and the
crystals are shaking everywhere. This was incredible. You guys deserve everything.
Not shaking, Michaela. Vibrating. That's what they do.
Oh, my God. You go, Chet. A man after my birthday heart. I can't take it.
It's my present to you.
It was all I needed.
On your birthday.
Surprise astrology report.
Said,
thanks, Chet.
Vibrating.
I got your vibrating.
God, I love you.
Hang on. What? What just happened? Hold up. Edit that out in post. Edit that out later. Oh, that's right. We're live. So, Tiffany in Paradise Hills. The long and the short of it is, he didn't come all the way clean to tell her that he's not divorced, he's separated.
Right.
She's doing, and this is, man, how many times have we heard, even in just the last 9 months that you've been here, how many times, oh, if he's lying, I'm showing my cards here.
Mm-hmm.
If he's lying about this, what else is he lying about?
Sure.
Who's on the phone, sir?
We'll start off with Angie.
All right, in the middle. So, Ange, is this okay? What do you do? Do you dump him on the face of it because he didn't come completely clean right out of the chute? Thank you, Angie. Hey, Ange, you're embarrassing all of us right now.
Sorry.
What's up, Ange?
Pay attention, for love of God.
Who is this Angie you speak of?
No. Oh, are you using fake name?
Right.
I love it.
Sorry.
You forgot your fake name.
Oh my gosh. In my experience, you know, a leopard doesn't change its spots, you know, the old saying. And I mean, if it's something that serious, like I wouldn't trust him with anything else. I mean, that's something major. Like,
yes.
Either you're divorced or you're separated. Huh. It's one or the other.
Huh.
And
one can lead to the
I hear that so deeply. Couldn't agree more.
Yet you are the same person that earlier today was perfectly comfortable with telling the waitress at P.F. Chang's that it's your birthday when it's not.
Yeah, but I'm going to tip her better. She's going to make more money, and they're going to throw the cake away anyway. That was your argument.
That was your justification.
Yeah, this guy.
Still a lie. Oh, so it's okay as long as you're paying for the lie?
Oh, it's okay if you're paying for the lie?
Man, I got you right now, don't I?
No, that's something major. That's something major.
Yeah.
You're either separated or you're divorced.
Okay, I totally agree. If somebody told me they were divorced, only for me to find out they were separated...
It's practically divorce.
It's not.
Oh, you
no,
guys
it's
can't
not.
Just get divorced
the judge
in 2 seconds.
Has not signed off awful. On it.
Well, then if it is, why wouldn't he say, I'm separated?
Because it sucks to say it. And, because you're out there, he came upon you and went, what? But he met you and went, wow, I like this girl. I haven't been in the same house as this other woman for 8 months. It's just not official yet. We signed papers. We hate each other. We don't live together. And I'm just trying to enjoy the company of another woman. And you're like, separated, divorced, meh.
Just say that. You know, women appreciate honesty.
That's a big
much with someone I just met. We appreciate a man being honest. So if you're separated, say I'm separated. We're going through, you know, the process of divorce. It's not final, but we appreciate an honest man. Just tell us straight up.
Angie, you want that right off the bat? Early on? That he's seems a bit
he's
much.
He's talking to you, by the way. Remember, your fake name is Angie. Just in case you get confused again.
It doesn't mean that she's going to run away. I mean, I would appreciate
the truth. That's a lie.
That's not a lie. Thank
you,
I wouldn't run away.
Thank you.
No way.
I'd be like, brother, this guy's got some problems.
I would appreciate the truth.
That kind of vulnerability? When Chet literally said right now, because it's hard and it hurts to say. If somebody said,
that
melted my heart. I was like, okay, I'll totally go on all the dates with you.
Absolutely.
Am I what?
But you're not gonna. You're lying.
That's
lying.
Not realistic.
I'm not. No.
Hey.
I'm not.
As someone who literally realistic. Is obsessed with vulnerability, I would be like, I got you, babe. But if you weren't divorced, you were separated. So, listen, do we have that information that they hate each other for 8 months? They're really not together. They really haven't been hooking up on the side. Mm. They don't sometimes. Yeah, you don't have that information.
Snarky with me on your birthday.
Don't you get snarky with me on my birthday.
you get to choose.
No, listen, I loved your point. When you said, I'm not kidding. When you said, because it's hard to say. That, like, shattered me. Okay, I totally get that. But just say all of that, then. Because separation...
Be vulnerable.
You can still be hooking up with your person. Friday night at the bar? Like, what do you mean? That's
separated,
not realistic.
Separated doesn't get you... separated doesn't get you to what you're hoping for. And again, I think it's the same way as... Do you know what I'm saying when I say what you're hoping for?
Yeah.
So actually,
honesty. Honesty gets you to what you're hoping for. You would be surprised.
Well, then I want you to divulge.
How many women?
I want you to divulge about your fillers. I want you to divulge fillers. I want you to divulge push-up bras. I want you to divulge.
I do. Have you seen my Instagram stories? Oh my God, there's no shame. Why wear such a padded bra? You can punch me. I can't feel anything. That's how padded it is. It's like a weapon.
You can't even compare.
Yeah, I got a bulletproof vest on called bra.
Last question. Where is that fantastic accent from?
West Virginia.
Oh my goodness, the greatest. All right, hang on one second. So Angie, not her real name.
It is my real name.
Oh, okay.
You told us at the very end.
No. I was just like kind of in, you know.
You've been lying the whole time.
I was starstruck when you said Angie. I was like, oh. Like, is it my turn?
Oh, wait. Did I need to say Angie? Is that what the problem is? I didn't say Angie. I didn't put an extra syllable. By the way, my grandmother is from Charleston, West Virginia. So
that's where I'm from.
You're my people. That's how I can tell.
Oh, how sweet.
Love you long time. Hang on one second. Angie, which apparently is her real name. Bridget, who we love. Hang on. I just want to tell her. Bridget, you were the star of Toy Drive this year for me. Thank you for everything, and we love you.
Yes.
But we don't have time to talk to you right now. Hang on. But Angie, Bridget, and Jeremy, all Chet Buchanan Show shirts. And yeah, that was a fun relationship for you.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, shout out to our friends at Terrible Herbs, Terribles. That's how you know you've been here too long, because you got to switch it out.
Yeah.
Thanks to our friends at Terribles, who just made the sweetest social media post for Michaela for her birthday.
I want to tell you.
Yeah, guys, enough. You're too amazing.
Listen, I've done a lot of things in my career. A lot, okay? It's been a really nice run for 20 years. I have never felt cooler in my life.
She goes, can I tell you the truth? Michaela goes, we're the most famous people I know.
Ever.
Oh, my God. Can you believe? Terrible Herbs did this for...
A collage. They said, happy birthday to one of our favorites. I said, you're my favorite.
Forever.
Terribles.
I'm not kidding.
I can't get over it.
They don't know what to do with me anymore. I can tell when I say things like this. I will push my car backwards with the brakes on to go buy 5 other gas stations to go to Terribles. I will.
Yeah, they're the best.
Forever.
They're wonderful. They're wonderful from what they did at Toy Drive, where they made everybody start sobbing. I've never seen anything like that, to the steps they take to make us all feel really special. Like, I feel so cool right now, and I really appreciate that.
Well, mission accomplished. Thanks, Terribles, guys. Good job.
Way to go.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah. Thanks.
I posted nothing.
Yeah, but Adrian did it for us.
Did you?
Yeah. Or KLUC. 98.5 at KLUC on Instagram.
Go check out 98.5 KLUC.
I totally boxed that, but live radio, yes.
Skibbity boop.
98.5 KLUC on the IG.
Skibbity 985.
Ooh. Whoa.
On HD3. That's honestly, it should be. It should be all TikTok songs. It's all TikTok songs on HD3. Skibbity 985.
Oh.
That one's free. That one's free for the corporate people listening.
Very good. Wow.
468 people in West Palm Beach, Florida. Oh, that's where our buddies Kevin and Virginia.
Oh, yeah. I love those guys.
KVJ Show. One of the best ones out there. And they rule West Palm. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they had a hand in this. And oh, if they did, then I desperately want to break this world record even more. 468 people in West Palm dressed up as dinosaurs on Friday to break a Guinness World Record. The old record was just 252. I'm telling you, 2025 should be the year that we break world records.
All right. Now, what record would you like to break? If you could break any, this is the one.
Start here. I have a file. I have a file full of stupid records that other people have broken that I go, why can't we do this?
Wait, you really do? Okay. Didn't know this was one of your goals in life.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just don't have time. We seem to run out of time with things. We have many big projects that we're talking about. But for don't you think we could get together 468 people? Could we get 500 people?
Listen, I don't know if we could, but I would do everything to try.
Why couldn't
we? It would be so fun.
Why couldn't we?
Okay, let's do it.
If we said on this particular day, and somebody, we're going to take somebody backstage to meet Kendrick Lamar. You know, we've got a bunch of prizes.
Wait, I love this, actually.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Uh-huh.
Does everybody know what da-da-da-da-da means?
Yeah, it's how I
You know, just other
et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, other stuff. Et cetera, et cetera, and so on. Yada, yada, yada. Going back to Seinfeld.
I actually love this idea.
Are we could we not get 500 people? You know what would be the hardest thing? It's getting people who have dinosaur costumes.
Yeah, just get them on Amazon. Give them enough time in advance. This would be a sight to see. 500 people for the Chet Buchanan show dressed as dinosaurs for the chance to meet Kendrick Lamar or whoever.
They don't have to be good ones.
No. No.
They don't have to be good dinosaur costumes.
You literally give us your T-Rex best and we will...
Your little arms,
literally
your little
be into your plans.
Yeah.
I kind of love this.
Or I could look, you know what? Back in the day, and our producer Maddie, they've dug up an old contest that we did back in the day. And I forget how much it costs, but there's like 25 bags full of money on the stage.
Money?
And I said, it's going to look We did a video back in the day, and that's how Michaela said it. And so she, my knee. Doing the apple dance. Remember that? Apple dance. Ooh.
Oh, God.
Six months ago. Remember that, kids?
We were in our TikTok era.
But then you get to pick a bag and you get whatever's in it, and it could be $100, could be 10,000.
So cool.
Yeah, but you got to come dressed as a dinosaur.
I love it.
I'm sure there's a rule against that, but whatever.
Whatever.
It makes it a lottery or something like that. I don't know.
I'd love to then find the rules because I think 500 dinosaurs for the Chet Buchanan show 2025. Amazing. Groundbreaking, actually.
We break a Guinness book or we break a Guinness record.
Yeah. Yes. Please.
All right. We're going to take a break. I have to go talk to the boss.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, why you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! This is one of my favorite stories. I freaking love this. First of all, thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
In a new poll of vegetarians and vegans, 38%, mm-hmm. nearly 2 out of 5,
mm-hmm.
admit that they have cheat meals with meat.
Stop.
Vegetarians who still eat dairy and eggs are more likely to admit to that than vegans who avoid everything. It's not just a one-time thing. It's like you just go through it. 47% say they rarely eat meat, maybe once or twice a year. 38% eat meat occasionally, so every few months. 10% say they eat meat often, once a month.
Uh-huh.
5% say they eat meat very often, like once a week, but they're still, you know. A third of those people admit that they keep it a secret.
Oh my God, you snakes. What's the point?
Well, now, if you're the 5% that say you eat meat once a week, you're not really a vegetarian or a vegan.
Not at all.
You're just not. You're health conscious, and that's good for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe a picky eater, and you're trying to, okay, that's great. Here's the other thing you should know about this. Survey was conducted by a beef company called Lynn's Heritage Angus as part of their totally unbiased vegan and vegetarian meat cravings report.
Yeah.
So if it seems a little sus to you why there are so many Sneaky Pete vegans in the survey admitting to secretly knocking back a steak.
Yeah.
Or heading to Five Guys every once in a while. This may explain why those numbers sound a little skewed.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
You play a lot of rock, paper, scissors, Mika?
Okay, oddly enough, yes, I do.
Do you really?
I still have a lot of debates with it.
Well, yeah. Did you see the guy on TikTok explaining the psychology of it?
No.
How you can win? I was going to say, 40% of the time. Well, that's only 4 out of 10. That doesn't seem like it's that great. But the guy's name is Nick Metzler. Here, listen to what he has to say.
Rock, paper, scissors. How can you predict what they're going to throw? When people say things aloud, they're much more predisposed to want to do the first thing that they heard or the last thing that they heard. When they say rock, paper, scissors, they're much more likely to do a scissors or a rock. Your first move should probably be a rock. That way you can tie or you can win. Most people never open with paper. I usually do rock. If I win, I will switch. Tie, I will remain the same. Lose. If somebody does paper, well then, give them the win. Who starts with paper?
I literally start with paper every single time. I'm going to now.
Yeah, no. Now that they're telling everybody start with rock, I was like, that was the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, well, no, now of course I'm going to start with paper because everybody's going to start with rock because this guy told him to start with rock. And that, yeah, no,
but
paper all the way.
That's naturally where I go. I have no idea what. I'm a winner, baby.
I just go wherever the wind takes me.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Let's put a wrap on this thing for a Tuesday. It's the more you know before we go. The Oval Office did not exist until 1934.
Wow, why?
It was designed so that President Franklin D. Roosevelt, who used a wheelchair, could move easily between the office and the residence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they just didn't need it before.
Yeah.
It just wasn't a thing. And then everybody went, well, this is kind of cool.
I know, that's the most popular thing.
We'll keep it. The word turquoise is based on the word Turkish. What? Because it described the color of the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of southern Turkey.
Oh, I love it.
Me
I'm actually
too.
Going to Turkey. No, I'm not. I'm going to Cakes and Turcos. Never mind. Oh, my God. Michaela. Nope. Sorry. Just keep moving. Please move on. What a psychopath. Okay. Mm-hmm. How? Please don't look at me. Please don't look at my face.
I can't.
I hate that I say things out loud.
Aren't they neighbors? They sound the same.
I swear to God.
So great. You know what? We're done.
Great.
That's it.
Good.
That's it. Well, what's it? Is it going to get any better than that? Probably not.
Take me out of my misery.
Is it going to get or is it going to get worse? Probably not. Probably not. But I don't want to take that chance. It'll be straight up with y'all right now. Can I tell you the funniest thing?
Yeah.
My calendar looks super busy this week, and it is so super not. So
I love that for you. You need to rest.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good for you.
But follow me on social, where apparently I'm not going to be doing anything. So great. It'll give you a chance to catch up on other stuff, like you're going to do that. But yeah, follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian, what are you up to?
Nothing too crazy, but be sure to check me out on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Check out the Unlikely Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
And Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. That's it for me,
baby.
Same
for you? Yeah, good. No, good. So you literally will get our best. You always get our best, but sometimes our best is like, wow, that's all you got, huh?
Wow, way to go.
So it should be really good tomorrow. That's my guess. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. And just keep, I'm so sorry. And keep praying for everybody in California, man. Dude, it just, still going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.